Okay, got the timer.
I got the timer. I'm
Let's
ready
make
to go.
This show our bitch.
Fuck yeah. Here we go.
Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the hucklebuck, I do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello!
Hello, people of Earth, people of Earth.
Welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. This is episode 704 of the Hucklebug. Ah, Bet's got a thing.
Yes, well, I have to tell you, I built it up like Mount Everest.
I'm so excited to hear what it is.
And 704 of the podcast means nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Is that your surprise for me?
That's my surprise. And I almost told you about it earlier in the week, but I thought, if I'm going to come out here in front of all of the people I love and make a big ass fool of myself, why not add the element of surprise? So I didn't tell you.
I love it. Did you think it was something and then change your mind?
Oh yeah, I was so excited.
Okay. I thought this was a long con you've been playing on me for a week.
And Wednesday of this week, I went out to, you know, got on the internets to kind of do some research to have the background story.
For your 704 story.
Such a great thing.
Yes.
And I realized it wasn't 704.
Okay, what is it?
I was so wrong. And all I have to tell you, I can tell you now, or I can keep it a surprise, if you'll stick with us, if we make it, for 10 more episodes to 714.
Oh, well, save it.
There's the story.
All right, save it. Save it for 714. All right, we're going to be building up for 10 more weeks.
I am such a fool.
It better be fucking fantastic, because now listeners are going to have to wait 11 weeks, and I will also. No, that's fine. All right.
The minute I read that, my heart just dropped, and I said, oh, shit.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to finding out.
I am on the train of big fools.
Right? No worries. No worries. We're right there with you. We all are. Well, listeners, so 704 is nothing.
Well, I did say on the miss, if it could be a bronze medal winner, you know,
that's a good way to get listeners to come back. Come back next week for 705. 705 is going to be super special.
Or we could come in fourth, which is right out, you know.
That's true. We're out of the podium spots. Hey, it's you guys, it's the Olympics. The Olympics are here.
Woo-hoo!
And Bet and I are here for it. We are enjoying the Olympics already. It's only been 24 hours and we've got Olympic fever, baby.
Oh, I do. I have had a blast today.
I have also. And yesterday. A bit of yesterday as well. Let's do some shout outs. Roar!
Yeah, roar!
Then we'll get on with our Olympic themed show.
Okay, so we're going to the huckabug.com,
where our first shout out is for Tina.
Well, Tina!
And in the place where you live now, leave us a comment. Hey there, ladies. Let's split it up back and forth, huh? I'll take the first half, you take the second half.
Absolutely.
Steny, I would get a disease if rafting down the Thames. That's why I said it. I wouldn't recommend the Thames.
Right.
It's always so brown when I see it on TV.
Just like those people who are going to be swimming in the Seine.
Hopefully it's just mud. but thankfully, she lives 3 hours away now. She has paddleboarded and enjoyed that. Yes, the Brits have a horrible reputation abroad. That's why I try to avoid places that Brits go to in their droves. Yeah, I thought I had heard that. They drink too much and are loud. I remove myself from
Torre Molinas.
In fairness, most of what I have heard about British travelers has been football fans, and I know they are a special breed, but, you know.
Just think of them as also polite.
No, they're fucking hooligans. They are not polite. You're just fooled by their accents.
Are they worse than us? I mean, come on.
The football fans are, for sure. We don't start fights. I mean, we're obnoxious.
No, we just wear American flags on
our shirts. And we, you know, we talk too loud, we're rude to people, but we don't we don't throw chairs at people. all right, you take the rest of
and,
it. Here.
And she sent me a picture.
Oh,
and
goody.
Thank you so much, Tina. She said, Mama, my grandmother, gave me a beautiful China picture frame and matching trinket pot. Sadly, the frame broke during one of my moves, but I still have the trinket pot, which has a special place on my dresser. I will send you a picture tomorrow. And she sent one to me. And the minute I saw it, I thought, oh my God, yes, yes, that's exactly what Mama gave her. I don't remember the picture frame,
that's so
but
cute.
I do remember the little pot. So
forward me the picture, I'll post it with the show if I remember to, which I probably won't.
Or if I remember to send it.
So if we remember, that'll be there.
But thank you for chiming in with that, Tina. Until next week, I hope it's a good one for you both. Well,
we're off to a good start with the Olympics. Yeah. You know, we got at least, if nothing else, you know, work might get us down. Other bits in our lives might get us down, but at least we've got the Olympics to watch it.
Yeah.
Thank you for your shout out, Tina.
Yay!
Yay! And then over on over on the Facebook page.
Yes.
We have on the episode, we have a shout out for Kelly with
an I. And she likes the Bob Newhart is alive.
I remembered to post the video and Kelly likes it.
Yes.
She also says, she also left us a comment here, a trivia, Gene Wilder's personal narration. This is about the Gene Wilder documentary that Ben
that we
watched.
Were wondering. Yeah.
This doesn't seem like a thing that took much research, really, for Kelly with an IE. I guess we could have looked. It appears to be from the trivia section on the IMDb page.
Apparently, we were pretty lazy.
We didn't. Yeah, thank you, Kelly with an IE, for doing the legwork. Gene Wilder's personal narration is from Gene Wilder's autobiography audiobook for Kiss Me Like a Stranger, My Search for Love and Art, which sounds like would be a lovely thing to listen to on my next road trip. I might I might do that. And I believe that's it for your shout out. So thank you guys for those. Woo! And now let's do some other stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, our first thing.
It's a Bet and Stenny.
Bet and Stenny on the Isle. This is a new one, you guys. On the Isle.
I had no idea you would actually watch this. You know, I was all over it.
I was I was scrolling through Netflix. I'm like, oh, there's that Simone Biles documentary that Bet was talking about. I want to see that. And I'm like, oh, it's only two episodes and they're only 50 minutes each. That's easy. So, I watched it. I enjoyed it. It's very much.
It is very eye-opening to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, obviously a lot of the scandals and stuff we knew about and the twisties.
We knew about the twisties. I didn't realize so many people, big people on sports TV, just shitted on her.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that. Hey, I remembered that.
I'm a hero. I'm so great.
They were
you get out because
horrible to her when she dropped out. Awful. They were awful to her. And as the show started, I wondered if they were going to address that. And of course they did.
Yeah. And first of all, y'all have to understand, I adore Simone Biles.
Yes.
Everything about her, I adore. Yeah. But her sitting on the couch in her torn jeans, and she said when it first happened, are you shitting me?
Yeah.
You're going to make this the time.
Now is when we're going to do this. For real, right now is when we're going to do it.
But so, oh my God, there's so much in this.
It's so huge for her to come back. How old is she? She's 26?
She's 26, 28, maybe.
28? I mean, that's old to be on the... That's twice as old as most of the other competitors in gymnastics.
And,
you know?
And there are other things about, pardon my language, shitting on people.
Yeah.
They talk about her hair. Her hair is so ugly.
Yeah.
And she says, we don't have makeup artists and people doing our hair when we go to, you know.
Yeah.
But the main thing for me is that she talks about this mental block that she has, and she says she still thinks about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I thought that was interesting too. She was talking to one of her very young teammates,
right? When she comes out tomorrow to start her journey,
I know, man. I'm scared for her. I'm a little scared for her.
My heart is with her,
but I also know that she knows enough to step down and walk away if she thinks it's unsafe for her. So I'm okay with that. And what a, you know what? When she did
step down
and people said she was a quitter.
Yeah.
And they talked about how she was a terrible role model for quitting. But in truth, she's an excellent role model because she started the conversation. And everybody was talking about Carrie Strug and what a great athlete Carrie Strug was because she did that jump on a fractured ankle. And yeah. instead, the narrative changed. And we were like, why did we make Carrie Strug do that?
Right.
She was 13. Bela
Crowley was bullying her. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She shouldn't have done it.
She shouldn't have had to. And we all loved her for it. But I feel guilty for loving her for it. You know what I mean? Now I feel like we all should have taken better care of her. Not that, you know, we're all just sitting on at home watching on our asses. But
we also know that in Tokyo, she had no support system because no families could go.
No families,
never
friends,
mom's dad no or Jonathan. And I love the story of her finding her person and getting married.
They are so cute together, man. I love him.
And it's her and him and she has a little French bulldog. I love this and I admire her so much.
Same here. Huge thumbs
up. I hope she rocks at this Olympics. If she doesn't, I don't care. She is still the greatest of all time.
A huge thumbs up for Simone Biles Rising. It's on Netflix. It's two episodes, but Bette pointed out that
they say there are more coming.
More coming probably after the Olympics.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Fingers
crossed that it goes well. Yeah. And then the next thing on our agenda here is we're going to talk about the Olympics.
The Olympics!
We don't have to talk. I mean, I just wanted to kind of, we don't have to talk about the opening ceremonies the whole time or anything. I just thought we would talk a little bit about what we've seen so far and what we're looking forward to.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the opening ceremonies.
Yeah.
I kind of agreed with my sister
when
she texted me last night and said, Bron says, you know, I was worried about it not being in a stadium, you know, it was on the streets. He said it kind of looks like the Macy's Day Thanksgiving.
It is a bit more like that, isn't it? On the water.
But I was worried instead of the Parade of Nations, they're all marching in, jumping and hopping and, you know, shouting, that they'd be on boats. I loved it. I loved them on the boats.
I loved them on the boats too.
That was beautiful.
I thought it was a genius idea to take it outside, actually. And of course, the only downfall is what if it rains, and it fucking did, of course. Yeah. Not just a little bit, can't help the weather.
But also,
I thought that was genius to do that.
I actually saw the opening ceremonies when I first got home from work after the live opening ceremonies when they were talking to American athletes and who were so excited and so happy to be on the boat. And they were all wearing ponchos and stuff.
Yeah.
I loved the USA's outfits. I loved what they wore.
I didn't get to see their outfits because they were all wearing ponchos.
Oh, they were wonderful.
I was also watching on Canadian TV, so I didn't spend a lot of time on the American team.
Oh, well,
got to see Canada quite a lot.
Blue blazers with red trim, blue and white vertical striped shirts, and blue jeans.
Was it Ralph Lauren again?
I think it was Ralph Lauren. Yeah.
He usually does it.
I loved their outfits.
The only, you know, that was the downside for me was for doing the Parade of Nations on the boats is that we didn't get as much of a fashion show.
Right.
Which I think they could have had drones flying over and getting better camera angles, I think. But maybe because of the rain, they had drones in mind and decided, you know, with all this rain, we probably shouldn't send out the drones. I don't know. I mean, the camera work was so terrible. Camera shorting out all along the route from the terrible rainstorm.
Right, they were shorting out. But speaking of drones, there's something that I have to say about
this. Oh, yes, our first scandal.
It's not our first, but it's one of our scandals.
Yes.
The Canadian women's
soccer team.
He has been sent home because... has been sent home because apparently used a drone to spy on the other team.
Yeah.
There's the first one out.
Yep.
The thing Stenny and I love dressage.
Yes.
And English, who I think won a gold medal maybe last time, has been sent home because a video surfaced of her whipping a horse, whipping a horse's legs to make it do the dressage.
You get out.
So you go home.
You go home and never do dressage again. You're not allowed near horses anymore.
Exactly. But
I
the
hope
first,
she gets kicked.
But the first person who was sent home that I read about was a Japanese gymnast, 19 years old, the captain of the women's gymnastics team for Japan, who was sent home because she violated the Japanese delegation's rule of smoking at the Olympics. And they said, well, she was under so much pressure.
Yeah.
And all I can think of is her in the corner going.
Yeah, I know. Like that cartoon with Sylvester the cat, just like smoking and drinking coffee.
Reefer Madness. Oh. but I mean, she's 19 years old. Damn it, you can smoke if you want to.
She is a grown ass woman.
Right, but she was sent home. So there have
But, you know, it is the rules. You know, that's also, she's the rules. If she's the captain, she's supposed to be setting a good example. And, you know, that's what their rules are.
Well, a good example is, here, girls, smoke them if you got them.
I'm quitting right after the Olympics, but I just got to get through. I did not hear about that. I only heard about Canada's soccer team. And that's apparently, the men's soccer team apparently does this also. And it's apparently like, it's apparently like a big problem in Canadian soccer. They may have used it during the Copa America, it sounds like, the men's team did. And it's not the first time the women's team has done it either. So they are fucking cheaters. You wouldn't guess it about Canada, would you? But they are.
I know, they're so nice and polite, but they can cheat if they need to.
The players have been very vocal about how they didn't know anything about that, and they never watched any drone footage, and, you know, they just go to practice and train, and they don't know anything about it. And apparently it was like one coach and one scout that did it, and the head coach also took the fall. So three of them have been sent home. And the coach has a 1-year ban from FIFA.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they're not going to the Women's World Cup either. Well, the team might, but not the coach.
But also, my first full day of watching today started this morning with badminton. My God, badminton rocks.
Was it good? I haven't
it
watched
is
badminton
so,
yet.
This is not the badminton in your backyard, baby.
No, this isn't your... This isn't middle school gym class badminton.
And the Zhu sisters from the U.S. played the... I can only describe them as the Chinese brothers from China. There was not one female part of DNA in them. And so they got beat, you know, immediately.
Yeah. Well,
but, oh man, it's just fast and furious. I could have watched it all morning.
All right. Excellent.
And then, of course, there were men's gymnastics, which Stens and I both watched. But we ended the day with, and I know what my link's going to be tonight, dressage.
There was a granting
horse competition.
I like to think of it as floor exercises for horses. I watched rugby
I didn't, but I think the gold medal was
I watched I missed out. The gold medal match, but I watched the bronze medal match, which was Australia versus South Africa. Good game. Australia had a man sent off and almost won, even playing a man down. That was kind of fun. What else did I watch? I watched.
Well, I did watch the 400 meters. We did not do well.
I watched the relay. And it makes me mad
because those Australians hate us, and they keep winning. So this might not be fun for swimmers.
I watched swimming relay. So I saw the women get the silver, the U.S. women get the silver, and the men get the gold. So
they're already doing the relays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh shit! I missed 400
meter relay, I think. And I watched water polo. I watched the U.S. team beat Greece 16-5,
or
just kicked their asses.
As my wonderful brother-in-law Brian's uncle used to call it, water polio.
Water polio.
He got a lot of things wrong, but that was our favorite.
But here's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to breaking. which is a new event this year. Breakdancing.
Mm-hmm.
Skateboarding, I'm looking forward to. Surfing. I never watched any surfing at the last Olympics.
And it's
the
last like in Olympics. Tahiti, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, you can't surf in France.
Well, and you know, breakdancing, every time in men's gymnastics, they do the Thomas Flair. Mm-hmm. I think Kurt Thomas, either he got it from breakdancing or breakdancing got it from him.
Right. Could be. What else am I looking forward to? Skateboarding, did I mention skateboarding?
Yeah,
oh, and
did.
3-on-3 basketball, because I loved that so much last time. I'm not a fan of basketball in general, but 3-on-3 is a lot of fun.
Well, and I saw some beach volleyball, women's beach volleyball.
Yeah.
And it was so nice that the Canadians didn't wear bikini bottoms.
Yeah, they can wear long pants now. That's
right.
Nice. I'm glad we finally moved into the, you know, 19th century and are allowing people to not wear bikinis. Good for us. Oh, Christ, here they come again.
Oh, it's an ambulance.
Oh my goodness. I hope
God,
everybody's
I hope it's
okay.
Not, I'm okay, aren't I?
It's not true, is it?
It's not true.
All right. Well, that's our Olympic update. So, do you have anything else on the Olympics?
No, I have
one. Betcha got more.
People, we talked about it earlier. Snoop is a national treasure.
Snoop, we love Snoop.
I saw him before things actually started. He got to carry the torch for a while, and he was loving every minute of it. He was dancing through the streets.
Snoop is so awesome. You know,
and then I saw just a tiny clip. Well, they were talking about everybody, you know, when they have the big parties with all Steven Spielberg and Celine Dion and Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Everybody is lining up to meet Snoop.
Of course.
And then they showed just a tiny little clip of him going to an event, and he was in his white thing. And it was virtually empty. And it was just him in a concourse with some, it was like a food court. You know, there was some.
Yeah.
And there was just one guy getting something at a food court. And, you know, Snoop was walking by. And the guy yelled at him. Snoop could have just kept on walking. I got places to go. I'm famous. I don't want to be
Snoop.
And he stopped, turned around, brought the guy over. They got a selfie together.
Oh, cool.
He is loving these Olympics. And I cannot wait to see all of his things on NBC.
Oh, man, same here. I'm looking. Whatever Snoop does, I'm on board.
If only he and Kevin Hart would recreate their
I know. It's Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson this time.
I know,
doing them.
Not the same.
I find Kenan Thompson tremendously unfunny, but I did watch a little bit of it yesterday.
True.
I watched a little bit of the first episode yesterday. It's not that bad. I mean, it's not as good as Kevin and Snoop.
Right.
But it's not that bad. Of course, I think it's on Peacock, so you probably can't watch it anyway.
YouTube. That's where I found
one.
Yeah.
That's true. There you go, YouTube. What did I want to say? Oh, I know. Just when you were talking about Snoop, it reminded me. When I was watching women's water polo, who do you think was in the audience? Flavor Flav. And they come back from a commercial, and there's Flava Flav standing up in the audience. It's not, you know, water polo doesn't exactly pack them in. So, you know.
Right.
And he's up, and he's going, yeah, boy. He's doing the whole Flava Flav thing. But Bet, literally everybody else in the stadium was totally fucking ignoring him. It was like he wasn't even there.
And who is this idiot?
Yeah, who is this guy? He's going, it's Flava Flav. And then 10 minutes later, he's there getting pictures taken with Jill Biden. So, so you know, Flav is having himself a good time.
Did he have his
Olympics
big watch?
To do with, huh?
Or was he just wearing a gold medal? Or did he have his watch?
What did he have on? He was wearing on his head. He was wearing you know, the same swim cap that the polo players wear with the USA on it, with the big ear piece and everything. I didn't notice if he had his clock around his neck or what. But it was fun. So yeah, you know, keep your eyes open. There's some interesting folks. It's nice to have an Olympics where there's people there again. That's for damn sure.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's move on with our show here. We only have 6 minutes left. I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
I have an impulse buy of the week.
Woohoo!
Which
is it your new favorite?
No. My new favorite is something else, which would have been, you know, the impulse buy of a previous week. I am actually, this might become a recurring segment because I've been spending money like crazy lately. Like, honestly, it maybe is getting a little bit out of hand and I probably should stop. But earlier this week, I bought a kayak like you do.
Patton Brian, they have an inflatable kayak.
That's what I bought. I bought it.
They go down the new river on it.
I don't have a garage. So, you know, Mish has a kayak and she's had it for like 2 years and she's always talked about it. She's like, I wish you had a kayak so we could go out paddling together. It would be so much fun. And, you know, she usually brings it when we go camping and you know, and I've thought about it, but I'm like, well, where the fuck would I put a kayak? I mean, I don't even have room in the house for my own, for, you know, the stuff I already have. I don't have room for a kayak, for heaven's sake. I'd have to put it on the balcony, and then there'd be room for nothing else on the balcony. And then I started looking at inflatable ones. But I was also like, but, you know, then you get there, and you gotta blow it up, and it's gonna take forever. But then everything that I read and things that I heard were people saying, no, it sets up in like 10 minutes, and it deflates in like 2 minutes. It's super easy. So I'm online, and I was just sort of looking. And I've not, you know, just for like the last month, I've been going, maybe I'll get a kayak. But I saw one that's normally $800. That gets really, really good reviews. It was on sale for $179. And I was like, I can't turn that down. What am I, an idiot? So I bought it. I bought a pump to go with it and a paddle. I didn't buy a life jacket, but I'll buy a life jacket in person. That's something you got to try on and make sure it fits. So it's supposed to arrive tomorrow. I bought it online. So that's my impulse buy of the week, is my new kayak comes tomorrow. All right. Now,
okay, well, I have an advice column.
Right.
You know, we love advice columns, but this is a golden one because it's from Dear Prudence on Slate.
We love her.
And, you know, at least maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, Prudy has something she posts that says, I'm handing this out to you. Oh. It's a problem that I don't have an answer for.
Oh, so goody. I'll give
it to you.
We'll fix it.
And we never see the answers because, you know, it's out there, so it takes a week.
And we don't have Slate Plus, right, so how would we know?
So here is the question that she has no answer for.
Okay.
And I only have kind of maybe one, and it's not that good. So maybe you're better.
Well, we'll see. And you know, worst case scenario, we'll open it up to our listeners and see what
exactly,
they
say. Exactly. Dear Prudence.
Won't you come out to play?
Our place, and it kind of is about coming out to play. Our place is usually where our family hangs out together, since we have a pool in the backyard and a nice shady area where we cook out and eat on the side of our property. My nieces and nephews are roughly split between teen and toddler age groups. The house next to ours is a rental. There's a red flag. And a new family moved in. We hadn't even been introduced when our neighbor started sending her four roughly elementary aged kids over to beg for food and to play in the pool.
Fucking A.
I sent the kids right back home every time, explaining that these are private family events. And every time they show up at our next gathering, I can't get their mother to come to the door, and she has ignored the notes that I have left. It is moving from an annoyance to a headache. Last time, I caught one of the boys stealing an entire dozen cupcakes while my back was turned. He dropped them after I yelled at him and ran back to his house. Mm-hmm. The cupcakes were completely smashed. We stopped cooking at our place and instead have been going to the park. It's ridiculous that my family can't relax and enjoy themselves on my own property because of these people. What can I do?
You need to contact the owner of the house and tell them that the renters are assholes.
I never thought of that.
Very first thought. Find out who the owner is. and say, I don't know who you're renting to, but you need to tell these people to keep their fucking kids out of my yard.
Oh, nice one.
That's what I would do.
The only thing I could think of, and I mean, if you have a pool in your backyard, you got to have some money. I was thinking...
Well, you also got to have a fence. I don't know how people are getting in a fence.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know how people are just, I don't know how people Maybe are just crashing your yard, but you should have a fence with, you know, a gate that locks. And that's
I mean,
solution.
That he stole your cupcakes and smashed them. That, you know, I wouldn't have put that in the letter, but you know.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Yeah. That's outrageous.
But having uninvited people at your house, all I could think of was the fence. But you're right. Contact the owner.
Contact the owner. And I mean, you know, it's given that, you know, I mean, the other thing is you could mail a letter to the people next door. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Restraining order?
I was thinking police also, but do you really want to get the police involved in something so small?
No.
I think contacting the owner of the house and saying
German
hey,
Shepherd,
know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
German Shepherd.
There you go. There you go. Rottweiler. That would do it for me. I've always been a little bit afraid of Rottweilers. All right. Well, then that's.
Anyone have a better idea?
Yeah, listeners, what's your solution? And I really,
if somebody says, "Oh, just make them welcome," and you're a nicer person than I am, I don't like these people already.
I already hate them. Imagine that, sending your kids over, go ask them if you can have some food and use their pool. Imagine that. That's so fucking ballsy. And then refusing to speak, then the adult refuses to speak to the neighbors about it. That's outrageous, man. That is outrageous.
I just wonder what the parents are doing in that house.
What are they
doing? They might be smoking crack. We don't know.
They could well be. You know, fucking renters, Bet. Fucking renters.
Oh, I've been there.
See, I say that, but I'm a renter myself. But I've never rented a house. I would be a great neighbor, personally. Because you'd never
know.
I've got one now.
I've got a great renter beside
That's
me
good.
Now, Heather. But boy, have I had nightmares in the past.
I know you have.
Oh.
All right.
I never smashed my cupcakes, but you know.
See, I mean, you know, that's a cardinal sin. I think that's when I might have gotten the police involved. They smashed my cupcakes. That's terrible. I have a new favorite.
And now it's time for
new favorite.
I like it.
My new favorite would have been my impulse buy from a couple of weeks ago. another case where I spent too much money on a thing I did not need. It is my robo vacuum, whose name is Winston. That's what I decided to name him.
Any reason, or do you just like the name?
Any reason I named him Winston? I actually named him after a character in the sci-fi story that I've been working on for the last couple of years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Winston is the name of the maintenance robot in the little
sci-fi story.
So I thought Winston was a good name for
him. Is that why you posted that picture of a robot on your Facebook page?
No, that's Marvin the Paranoid Android from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Just that line that he says, life, don't talk to me about life. And
I didn't comment on it, but I had no idea what it was.
I figured that was one that you would not know, so it's okay. But I was actually kind of surprised at how much engagement that post got. That was kind of just for me. Sometimes I just put stuff on Facebook for me, and a lot of times I'm the only one who likes it. But in this case, you know, a couple Hitchhikers fans came out of the woodwork for it. So Winston, my robot, so it's made by Shark. It's not an official Roomba.
Right.
This is my second or maybe third robot vacuum that I've had. The first one was not great. The second one was also not great. But this one is great.
Yay!
Winston's very, very good. He's pre-programmed. I have to do hardly anything at all. The only thing I have to do is before he goes, he's on a schedule. He vacuums on Thursday mornings and on Sunday mornings. So the only thing I have to do is go around and make sure that there's no like stuff on the floor that he could roll over.
Yeah.
Like cat vomit, for example.
I was thinking paper clips.
But paper clips also. and then I just sit back and watch. The cats seem pretty okay with him. You know, they know now to get out of his way. Okay. And they don't the only ride thing, him? No, they don't ride him. Okay. They'll never ride him. But you know, maybe someday if I get a kitten and teach them when they're young, they might ride. Did you just turn your television on?
Well, I did, but I'm turning the volume down. Because it's 7. I didn't know if it was 7 or 7:30.
No, that's all right. That's okay. So the only problem so far with Winston, the robo-vacuum, is that one of the things, the first thing that you do when you get it is you get him out of the box and you set him up. And he goes through it. And he does a little exploratory run around home and builds a little map in his brain. Mm-hmm. And then you can go into the app on your phone and look at the map. And you're like, okay, yeah, that's my kitchen. That's my living room. These are areas that he can't get to because he can't go under the couch, obviously. And then I have two rooms that I don't want him to go into. I don't want him to go into either of the bedrooms. So my bedroom or the office. And what you're supposed to be able to do is create what's called a no-go zone. But Winston has his own ideas and he's like, I'm going into the office. And so,
uncharted territory.
Yeah, I found him in here on Thursday. I found him here in my office. Just he's like, it's so dirty in here. So I had to pick him up and carry him away.
Running around going, oh God, oh God, oh God. I hope she didn't see.
I'm going to do this behind her back because it's filthy. She has no idea. It's filthy. And then I also caught him in my bedroom trying to do, and it's kind of okay, but it's not okay because I'm not tidying those rooms up. So there's crap on the floor. He's sucking up my socks and things like that. So that's the only downside. I'm kind of working on that. I'll probably just have to close the doors so that he can't go in. But I just love Winston. If anybody is in the market for a robo vacuum, hit me up. I will let you know what the model number is. But the technology has greatly improved since the last time I had one of these.
Well, I'm so glad you love it. But you know, I have a Pat McCall in my life.
That's true. You have a cleaning woman. Winston's the best I can do. But this is nice because, you know, he does the vacuuming and that frees me up to, you know, dust or something.
Oh, yeah. Anything you need, baby.
Yep. All right. What do you got for us? Oh, it's you rules.
We're at you rules. And folks, I have one big fat you rule this week.
Yeah.
It is for our friend Tina.
Oh, yay.
Stand in the place, where you live and you rule. Because, you know, I think she mentioned to me, but I think she mentioned on the show that she was going to send me a little something because of Milo.
That's right. That's right. That was a while ago.
Right. And, well, folks, it arrived Thursday. And let me tell you, it was just something else. It was not a little something. It was a box. Mm-hmm. And when Pat went to the post office and picked it up, she kind of looked at it and, you know, shoved it to me.
Yeah.
And I realized this is Tina's thing.
Right.
The box jangled a little bit. It had pieces in it.
Yeah.
But this friend of mine from the 80s sent what she called a box of nothings.
Uh-huh.
But it was a box of happiness. I opened it up and I waited till Pat left. I did this by myself at my desk. I opened it up and it was just chock-a-block full of stuff with mm-hmm. little post-it notes and drawings and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is, she was thinking of us, a set of battery lights made like shells that she thought would work fine on my walker.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
On my walker. Okay.
Right. Bleep, bleep.
And also because she remembers how much I love Wimbledon, she sent me a little pair of earrings with tennis rackets.
Oh, yay. Fun.
She sent me a coaster from Ireland.
Mm.
And a cloth that I unfolded. And Tina, I don't know what this is. Is it just a wall hanging or a scarf? It's not a flag. It has no holes.
Uh-huh.
But it's got a drawing of little beach huts on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And at the top it says, oh, I do love to be beside the seaside. Which she always sang to me.
Yeah.
Which just made me laugh. And then she said, because this goes with being by the seaside. She sent me a block of peanut brittle.
Mm.
And some old-timey, you know, I love old-timey candies. She sent me some old-timey British candies, fruit salads, and blackjacks. I'm not sure about blackjacks, but I'll try them. Then she sent me a bag of sea salt and caramel fudge.
Ooh.
And as she said, what's not to like?
Yeah.
But then she sent me a little, it's a little cross. That at the bottom, you can put it down in the ground, but I can't do that because at my house, you know, Ziffle mows and he'd destroy it. But it's a little cross and it says Milo 2009-2024. I peed here. And as I told her, in the final days, I could probably put that anywhere.
You can put it in the house.
And I think she was a little afraid. She said, I just hope this makes you smile. And believe me, it did, as did the whole box. Tina, when you say a box of nothing, it was a box of everything.
What a lovely care package.
And then later in the day, I got it back out and I said, Pat, come back here. I want to show you what was in my box. And she came. And when I was showing her everything, she said, oh my gosh, Tina is just the sweetest person. She is. And she is.
Outrageous.
So you rule big time.
That is fantastic. I have no such story. I had rather a crappy week and no one rules. Except for, of course, you all rule. So I will choose one of you at random. And I choose Siskita. Siskita, we need you so. I have this fear that every time I choose a listener at random that I tend to choose the exact same person over and over again. So I hope that's not the case. Scout just walked across my keyboard and typed a bunch of shit. Please don't do that. I love you. I hope that I don't always give my random listener you rule to Siskita. Maybe I pass it around a little bit, but I was hoping...
Well, they all rock.
Everybody does. Siskita was just kind of the first one to come to mind.
Okay.
Who didn't already have... No, nothing. She just rules.
Oh.
Because I didn't have anybody else.
You know. I love her videos. I love seeing her on Facebook singing.
I love her singing on the subway. That's one of my faves. The other thing is she has... I think I mentioned this. She has the Finch app also. You remember I talked about Finch, which is the little self-care app that I use.
Oh, yeah.
Bird that you raise. By the way, my bird is now an adult. Birds grow up quick. But Siskita also has Finch. So we're friends on Finch. And so we send each other like good vibes every day.
Oh,
so that's kind of cool. We get to have like actual interaction a little bit. Scout, there she goes, walking on the keyboard again. That's all right, sweetie. I love you. This is the kind of situation where if I move to take Scout down off the desk, she will have a shartle. So I'm not going to do it.
You don't do that.
No, you don't do that. But this is her new thing. All of a sudden, Scout's new favorite thing to do is to stand between me and my monitors when I am trying to work.
Uh-oh.
It has become a little bit of a problem. But, I love her, so it's okay. Hi, baby.
Well, you gotta love them.
Of course, you gotta love them.
And she does that because she loves you.
I know, and it's totally fine. And the reason she's stepping on the keyboard is because there's no room because I got the microphone here and everything. And she's like, it's really hard for me to move back and forth across your desk without stepping on the keyboard. Okay, there you go.
Good. Oh.
All right, let's go ahead and cross this one out.
Okay.
Next week, you guys, we're going to record early. We're going to record on Friday night. So just remember that and get your shout outs in early is all I'll say.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll have time because we're recording later.
That's true.
When I get home from work, I can leave the missive still. You'll have time to leave your comments.
Yes, you'll have time. You'll have a reminder.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it for our show this week. We love you all. Thank you all for listening. And until next time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bette with the episode that was nothing.
With the big nothing episode. Scout, don't do that. Thank you. Until
Was that drag her?
Yes. She's rubbing her face on the microphone. She is rubbing her face on the mic. She wants to be
on
the show.
That's better than we've got a barker. Yeah, we've got a dragger.
We've got a rubber. You're a good girl. Well, anyway, so you guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Until then, have a great week and goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Ah.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebuck.
Stenny, friend to birds.
Friend to birds. Who would have believed that 4 years ago, right?